It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you ever just known some people that were coughers, that they just coughed in the morning or they coughed at night and it's just a chronic cough? And as annoying as it might be, what really is it, and what can be done about it, if anything? My guest is Dr. Brian Levine. He's founder and medical director of the Cough Center, located in Orange County, California. So, Dr. Levine, what is a chronic cough?
Good morning, Melanie. Well, a chronic cough is bouts of coughing that last on a daily basis and persist for longer than 2 months. That's the definition of a chronic cough. And a majority of those that cough, it's been shown, actually have coughing that lasts for more than 1 year. And in fact, data have shown that the average length of time for those that have chronic cough is 7 years.
Wow, that is a long time. And so if people have these, when do they know it's time to go see someone like you, a doctor?
Well, usually when the coughing episodes seem to be getting worse, last longer than 2 months, if there's an increase in cough frequency and severity, if there's an increase in mucus production, especially discolored mucus production and bloody sputum, that's the time to see somebody for further evaluation. Also, if there's associated symptoms that are different from what your baseline health is all about, shortness of breath, wheezing, rapid breathing, fever, those are all indications as to when to go seek medical care for chronic cough.
So, okay, so you seek medical care. They listen to it. They listen to your lungs. What's involved in, you know, listening to this chronic cough and diagnosing it as something that can be treated?
Well, first, it's important to realize that cough is a symptom of many possible causes. For example, the most common cause of chronic cough is upper airway cough irritation from postnasal drip. Another very frequent cause is reflux, gastroesophageal reflux, whether it be acid or non-acid. Another common cause is asthma. And even medication can cause chronic cough. ACE inhibitors for high blood pressure can cause cough. And all sorts of, and very, very rarely, pulmonary disease can cause chronic cough. The interesting thing about it is up to 25% of people that have chronic cough never have any explanation as to what's going on. And it's important to realize that all these disorders we've just talked about result in a hypersensitive airway that can increase the tendency to cough. And the reason that it's so difficult to treat cough, chronic cough, is because there is this hypersensitive airway. And the fact is that there are multiple causes that we've just talked about that occur at one time that are unrecognized. And it has been proven that identification treatment of all the causes and diminishing the sensitive cough mechanism can result in success in the majority of cases.
Now, if the cough is as a result of smoking, for example, does quitting smoking then take that cough away, or might that still linger for a while?
Well, smokers, 40% of smokers cough, and there's about 45 million smokers out there. But if smoking is terminated, then there's still the risk of having chronic cough because it seems like the cough reflex is a pattern to be more sensitive. But there's a much greater likelihood that the chronic cough will disappear. It's important to note also that there's non-smoking adults in the country. It's that prevalent that there's actually almost 20% of all people out there in the United States, non-smokers, that have chronic cough.
What can we do about it, Dr. Levine? Is there, because there's a million over-the-counter medications, you know, there's so many different things, cough medications, you know, things that are supposed to stop that cough. Do we want to always stop the cough?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to determine what the cause is because, you know, the cough, again, is a symptom. If you can determine what the cause is, you're halfway home, and to try to deal with one cough at a time, one cause of cough at a time, and that's what the problem is in many cases. And so that's really important. staying away from irritants, toxic fumes, that kind of thing is very, very important. And a lot of people think that they have allergies that cause their cough. However, a lot of times just the irritants, which are non-allergic issues, and just changes in temperature, changes in humidity, are enough to trigger off the postnasal drip and trigger off cough. So basically, just trying to stay away from any possible contaminants in the air and that kind of thing. Staying away from people that have infection in the workplace is important because infections, of course, trigger off the cough mechanism, and chronic cough becomes an issue after that. There's such a thing as post-infectious cough syndrome. That is a persistent cough that lingers on after a cold, and if you recognize that, I think that would be very, very helpful. And just simply taking something to soothe the airway, something to decrease the little tickle that people feel with chronic cough is important. Sometimes even cough drops to get them through the day.
So, okay, cough medicine, cough syrup, the ones that are over-the-counter out there, should people be using these on a regular basis, or that's not good?
Well, it's really not good. I think that, quite honestly, it's been proven by the American College of Chest Physicians that none of these medications really work. It's important to realize that 40% of all medication syrups work with placebo effect, especially with acute cough. Now, with chronic cough, it's a whole different story. And virtually, I would say, 95% of these medications really don't work. And, in fact, some of them have side effects that may well adversely affect a patient's health. So this has been proven and documented, so it's really very frustrating because there's really nothing out there that makes that much of a difference.
So the first step, Dr. Levine, is to get your cough diagnosed. If it goes on for how long?
If it goes on for more than 2 months, then it's time to be evaluated. The likelihood of something being very bad in the lungs, such as cancer, is very, very small. But it's important to realize if a cough goes on for longer than 2 months, then it's important to get a complete evaluation at a specialist office, a pulmonologist, for example. Such things as chest x-rays and breathing tests are absolutely critical at the pulmonologist office, possibly even a CT scan. So you can't, even though there's a small percentage of cancer in these patients that have chronic cough, it's important to get the necessary testing and evaluation.
Is there, Dr. Levine, a certain sound to that chronic cough, like if it's really deep and you hear fluid, or if it's a postnasal drip, it's sort of just a surfacey sounding like that? Is there anything that can tell, whoa, this one sounds a little different, I'm going to get in a little faster than I might have?
Well, Melanie, that's a great question. When I've gone around the country and done TV shows, we've actually played cough sounds, and we've had people call in with their coughing, and we've been able to diagnose, for the most part, what the possibilities could be for cough. For example, a wet-sounding cough would be suggestive of something like chronic obstructive lung disease or bronchitis or pneumonia. A cough that ends in a little bit of a wheeze or just a kind of a high-pitched whistle is probably bronchospasm caused by asthma and possibly an asthmatic episode. Sometimes those that have sinusitis have a wet-sounding cough. A dry cough is something we see very, very commonly. These are people that have reflux, and both the acid and non-acid components come up and irritate the vocal cords, and so you get a tickle or a dry cough. So you can actually identify, just from the sound of the cough, when somebody walks in our office, pretty much what's going on and what the cause is. Of course, further evaluation is necessary.
That is great advice. You have to get it evaluated. If you had your cough for longer than about 2 months, go see a pulmonologist or Dr. Brian Levine. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.